Yes, brother. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I just want to take an opportunity to praise the Lord for what I've seen this week. I'm just rejoicing that the 1888 message is really coming to the attention of the church and especially Andrews University. I have basically two questions. In 1902 or 1903, Ellen White said that when the 14th chapter of Revelation was understood and all of its implications, that then the church would move forward to finish the work. And F.T. Wright, who is an Australian, I'm sure you're familiar with his works, calls our attention to the fact that in the 14th chapter of Revelation, there are a total of six angels. And there's a sequence. And that the fourth angel is in Revelation 18 for a total of seven angels. How does this message relate to not just the fourth angel? I think we kind of see that and how it relates to the latter rain. And I say that modestly and humbly. We see through a glass darkly at this point. But how does it relate to the last three angels? And also, if you could make a brief comment about Lewis Weir and some of his books, because many of the concepts of righteousness by faith he addressed, and I believe that at one point in time he lost his credentials and then the brethren gave them back to him when they read some of Ellen White's writings and discovered he was teaching the truth.
Well, let me answer the last question first. I must confess, I have not read deeply into Lewis Weir's books, and I would not dare to try to comment, really, on that one. Regarding the angels in Revelation 14, the seven angels, as I understand it, Ellen White recognized in the 1888 message the beginning of the work of the angel of Revelation 18. Because she quoted that repeatedly and applied that to their message. And thus I would conclude that she understood that that message would have led directly into the finishing of God's work in that generation. And all the seven angels would have completed their work in that generation.